Good morning. It's Monday, the 14th of April. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Belgian firefighters called their Luxembourg colleagues on Saturday to help them put out an intense wildfire in Achouf in the province of Luxembourg. According to the Belgian press, a total of 75 firefighters were on the scene, 45 of them from this country. On Sunday, firefighters managed to extinguish the last flames shortly before 2:30 a.m. No injuries were reported. The World Expo opened yesterday with 160 countries and regions showcasing their technology, culture and food, including Luxembourg. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel was at the opening of the Grand Duchy's Pavilion, which this year is focusing on sustainability, innovation and the digital future. It even includes a bowling alley dismantled in Luxembourg. 28 million visitors are expected to attend the fair, which runs until October. In other news, a deadly Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy has triggered global outrage. Two ballistic missiles hit the centre of the northeastern city close to the Russian border on Sunday morning, killing 34 people, including two children, and wounding 117, including 15 children. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the attack occurred on Palm Sunday, a major Christian festival. France's President Emmanuel Macron said the strike showed Russia's blatant disregard for human lives, while Germany's Chancellor-in-waiting Friedrich Merz described it as a serious war crime, deliberate and intended. An Israeli airstrike has hit one of Gaza's few functioning hospitals, killing a child, according to the World Health Organization. The military said it targeted a Hamas command and control center at the hospital, a claim the Palestinian group has denied. Incumbent President Daniel Noboa has claimed a runaway victory in Ecuador's presidential election after voters endorsed the young leader's iron fist approach to rampant cartel violence. Official results showed Noboa with 56% of the vote against rival Luisa Gonzalez's 44%. And mounting fears of a renewed trade war sparked by Donald Trump's tariff manoeuvres are forcing European central bank officials to reconsider a pause in rate cuts as they gather in Frankfurt this week. Speaking in Warsaw after talks with EU finance ministers, ECB chief Christine Lagarde said the central bank was always ready to use the instruments that it has available should tariffs threaten financial stability. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.rtl.lu. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has won the US Masters golf tournament at Augusta in Georgia. He beat England's Justin Rose in a tense playoff. It's McIlroy's first Masters win and makes him the first European to complete a Grand Slam of golf's four major tournaments. In Formula One, Oscar Piastri has powered to victory at the Bahrain Grand Prix on Sunday, giving the Bahraini-backed McLaren team a first-ever win in Sakhir at their 21st attempt. In cycling, Mathieu van der Poel has won cycling's Paris-Roubaix for a third straight time on Sunday, edging Tour de France champion Tadej Pogacar in the race nicknamed the Hell of the North. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz made the best possible start to his preparations for the defence of his French Open title, burning past the Italian Lorenzo Musetti in three sets on Sunday to win his first ever Monte Carlo Masters. Weather will be comfortably mild with 9 hours of sunlight, though partly cloudy skies will linger throughout the day. There won't be any rain today, but it is expected for later in the week. Temperatures will be between 6 and 9 degrees in the morning and will heat up to a pleasant 18 to 21 degrees by the afternoon.